This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. Well, on Saturday, we go to the polls and we decide who will be in government after the weekend. Well, it'll probably take a bit longer than Saturday night to find out who the winner is. I thought it was a good chance to, well, I suppose reflect on who has been the local member here in Hunter since 1996, and then his dad before that for many years, from back in about 84, I think it was. I'm talking, of course, about Joel Fitzgibbon. Joel, good morning.
Good to be with you, Darren.
Thank you very much for your time. So it's almost time for you to, I don't know, put the feet up or stick the line in the water. Are you looking forward to it?
Well, obviously, I've been pretty heavily engaged in the election campaign supporting Dan Repicoli, but a week to go and I can start to sit back a bit, at least for a while. I only just turned 60, so I'll still do some other things. But 26 years is a long time to be in the parliament. 38 years between me and my father. This will be the first time, no matter what the result on Saturday, this will be the first time in 38 years Fitzgibbon hasn't represented Hunter. So that's a big change. But I feel I'm leaving the electorate in good shape and certainly in good hands if Dan Repicoli wins on Saturday.
It's a shame your daughter Grace didn't put her hand up. She'd make a great local member.
Yeah, well Diane and I have three children and people often put those sorts of suggestions forward about each of them, but my response always is their mother would kill me.
And so she should. looking back on your career, what is one of your happiest times or achievements as the member for Hunter?
I often get asked that question too, but over 26 years, Darren, I mean, that's a long time and a lot of water under the bridge. I think just in broad terms, that the whole Hunter region is a wealthier, more vibrant, more aesthetically pleasing and more economically diverse place than it was 26 years ago. I don't take all the credit for that, but I have worked with some wonderful people, other political leaders, union leaders, business leaders, people in the education and research sector towards that achievement. So I take my little bit of credit for it. We are on a good trajectory, and people keep talking about adding diversity to our economy. We've been doing that for each of the last 25, 26 years. We'll keep doing it, and you know, the region and its people will be the beneficiaries.
Now, from a parliament point of view, who's probably the best person you've got to work with?
Talking about questions without notice, I mean, I worked out recently that I'd been to question time about 2,500 times. That's a pretty severe sentence, isn't it, Darren?
Absolutely.
I mean, I've worked with so many people over such a long time. A lot of good people. And I should say, I've been fortunate to build some very good relationships on the other side of the political divide as well. And I'm happy to call some of those people, both Libs and Nats, mates of mine, which I think is a healthy thing for our democracy. It's been a great ride, a great experience for me and a very great privilege.
So do you want to put hot water on one of your opposition members as someone you didn't like working with?
No, I'm not going to do that. But I'll give an example of relationships that people in our part of the world know well and maybe will be surprised by. But, you know, Barnaby Joyce and I have locked horns together politically probably more than most. On the TV, on the radio, in the parliament, on the streets, on the polling booths. But Barnaby Joyce and I are good mates. We often have a beer together in parliament. At least we did so when I was there. And I think that's really important. We've got to be respectful of one another in the parliament. People who get to join the federal parliament don't have that opportunity because they're mugs. Mm. And, you know, almost universally, they're there to do good things for their country. We can fight on the political issues, but we should respect one another, and I've always tried to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi, and my guest is Joel Fitzgibbon, the now retired member for Hunter after many, many years representing the seat, as he said, and, of course, his dad before that. Moving on, Joel, to the current campaign, there was polling that came out the other day which showed the seat swinging back towards Labor with about 7% on what you achieved in 2019. Polling, it has changed, apparently, the methods. Can we believe it any more than we couldn't in 2019?
Well, there have been recent examples which demonstrate that the polling organisations may have improved their systems. A news poll called the recent South Australian election pretty much spot on. So we should take the polls seriously, but we're always, always careful, of course, not to take them too seriously or take anything for granted or be guided by the polls. You need to work flat out right up until 6 o'clock on election day, and that's what we will keep doing. The polls are encouraging, both nationally and here in the Hunter Valley. Dan Repicoli appears to be doing very well, but again, we take nothing to chance.
The fact that Dan's done a real grassroots style campaign, does that put paid to the suggestions, even by Muswellbrook Mayor Steve Reynolds in the last week, that you need the presence, the star power of the leader of Vinalbo, and also some sort of big announcement?
No, I respectfully disagree with that. Some of the best local members are the least well-known. That's the truth of where we are all different, and we all make contributions in a different way. Dan Repicoli is a local with a wife and young kids. He's represented his country in sport on multiple occasions. He's been a coal miner. He's been in charge of a big business with about 80 people working under him. He's got his own micro business. He ticks all the boxes, and I think that's important. The best local members are those who understand their electorates and spend all of their time fighting on behalf of their electorates, and I think Dan Repicoli is and will be one of those.
Just to finish off, what one piece of advice would you give Dan if he is elected?
Be patient. He'll arrive in Canberra, and some will tell him he hasn't got a moment to lose, and in some senses that is true. But sometimes it pays to have a bit of patience as well, and if you work hard, things will come. Always be true to yourself, and always remember, first and foremost, you're there to represent your local people.
Joel Fitzgibbon, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for your service to the community, and whatever you end up doing, whether it is going fishing, drinking a few more beers, or doing something a bit more serious, I wish you the best of luck for it.
And I've appreciated the opportunity to share my view.